Hello, everyone, and welcome to some more Nerd Wrestling. It is me here, Mark Sylvester, and welcome today, guys, to another edition of WrestleMania Watch-Alongs. And what I wanted to do for WrestleMania Watch-Alongs, guys, with it being WrestleMania 40 this year, I want to do a watch-along of, for me, which is either the best match or the most important match from that particular year's WrestleMania. And for today's WrestleMania, guys, we are going to be looking at WrestleMania 5.
The Mega Powers explode here at WrestleMania 5.
WrestleMania 5 was held on the April the 2nd, 1989. And now it's time to talk about the number one film, song and game of that particular time. The number one film in the UK was Twins, and in the US it was Rain Man. And now for the song. The number one song in the UK was Like a Prayer by Madonna, and in the US it was Eternal Flame by the Bangles. And the number one game of the UK up that particular time was RoboCop. Same with the other previous WrestleManias as well. I wasn't able to find out too much information about the game of that particular time, but hopefully in the near future, in the 90s to the 2000s and further beyond, I'll be able to talk about more about the number one game of the UK and the US in the future. And so then, guys, for today's WrestleMania watch along, I'm going to be doing the match where the Mega Powers explode, and this match is between Hulk Hogan versus Macho Man Randy Savage for the World Wrestling Federation Championship at WrestleMania 5.
An unprecedented 4 victories here in this Elimination Tournament, and now he is in fact the undisputed World Wrestling Federation Champion. Look at the tears of joy coming down the face of Elizabeth. What a threesome, Jess. Jesse, right there, up. 1, 2. Oh, he
I
didn't want
it.
To count the three.
I love
he
it.
Hesitated.
I love it.
But it's over.
Oh.
Let's get the official word.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of this contest, the
there's the big boot. Hulk on a mission right now. Drops the big leg. Forget about it. It's over.
They won it. I can't believe it, Gorilla.
Holy mackerel.
Man, it's seen enough. Macho is good. Hulk Hogan! Hulkster with a scoop, a slam. Hogan coming in and cleaning house. Hulkster coming to the rescue. Macho Man through the rope. Oh, no! Oh, my God, no! Hulk Hogan with Elizabeth taking her back to receive medical attention.
Randy Savage, not tagging out. What? What's he?
Ooh, what a slam! Oh. What was that for? I don't know, but Savage struck Hogan.
Turn my guts in two. If you want to come at me man to man for a belt, I would beat you 1, 2, 3. That would be okay.
Try and talk some sense into this guy, man. Try and talk some sense to him.
Oh,
big
Now then, guys, you need to find WrestleMania 5, and if you're able to find it through any of the streaming services, or even if you're old school and want to watch it on DVD or even have it on VHS, etc., you know, and you need to go on to 3 hours, 11 minutes, and 30 seconds. And at the count of 3, we'll begin. 1, 2, 3! And you have the amazing Pop and Circumstance playing with the amazing shot there of the like the crowd showing them with the Hulkamania signs. You had the amazing use of the light before the shot here of the that spotlight going onto Macho Man. You have all the different people here from the arena, all the security and stuff. You can see Macho Man Randy Savage in his iconic gear with the amazing sparkly cloak like thing that he's wearing as well. He just looks so cool as a Macho Man, and you can see him coming down these stairs. You can see there Howard Finkel doing an announcing in the ring. And you can hear some of the crowd cheering and skewing their heads off because they're so excited. You can see there Macho Man Randy Savage, World Wrestling Federation champion. You can see that with WWF logo. It's cool the way that they did it. They didn't start using the actual WrestleMania thing on it until, believe, WrestleMania like 9 or 10 or even 8 maybe, or was it 7? I can't remember exactly it was, but I remember they used it several years later, and then since then they've used like a special like thing on the screen to mention who these people are and that kind of thing as well. It adds more to like the match and makes it more important as well. And you can notice as well the mat apron isn't going across the whole entire way, but pay-per-views like SummerSlam 88 and even the Survivor Series, they had it fill up the entire thing, even a Royal Rumble. So it's quite interesting to kind of see it keeping the other ones. But then by WrestleMania 6, they had it where the actual like apron of the canvas thing actually filled up the whole entire thing. You can hear there Elizabeth now coming out towards the ring, because obviously she's in the middle of both these men, because obviously it's the Mega Powers exploding and stuff, and the fight between the both of them as well, because WrestleMania 4, it was Randy Savage winning the tournament to become the champion as well, and that sort of thing as well too. And you can see that behind Elizabeth Patterson. It's amazing when you watch some of these old school like WrestleManias and stuff back, and you can like, and you're like, holy shit, you can just see all like the different people there, like Pat Patterson and Jared Briscoe appearing in certain bits as well. And you can see like other people who would then become like characters in the late 90s as part of like Vince McMahon Stooges, or as I'm going to call him for the podcast, Frasier Stooges, you know. And it's just so interesting to kind of like see, like, you know, these people you didn't really see or know of who they were until like later. And it's like, oh my God, I know that person. Oh fuck, I know that person as well, which is really, really interesting. And you can hear the commentary as well mention that, like, you know, he's being a dick to Elizabeth and stuff. You can see there the crowd booing Macho Man, because this is when he just started to then become a heel again after being a face for a good year and a bit. And you can hear as well Real American playing. You can hear that as well, because obviously, usually when the champs are faced, they would always come out last. But because Hulk Hogan is the face here, they wanted to bring him out a bit more later. I thought it was quite interesting as well, the way that the theme tune played, rather than starting off with When It Comes Crashing Down and It Hurts Inside. They had it where it actually started from I'm a Real American bit. And you can see here Hulk Hogan coming out to a really good reaction from the crowd. And the way that the music's playing as well, it's just so cool. It's like the reverb of the sound in the arena, and you can hear like the way that the stream tune sounds quite different as well too. And you can see here Hulk coming out, and you can see all those flashes as well too, and the amazing like the lights going off of everything, sort of the amazing shots and stuff as well. That's one of the things I miss about old school wrestling, just seeing the like just the difference in like all the different flashes of the cameras. You can see in other things as well, like the use of the lighters and stuff as well just adds so much more things, like add atmosphere to these events as well too. It's just so cool watching things back. I know nowadays a lot of things have improved, like you've got these big LED screens, you've got the HD this, the HD that, but I kind of feel sometimes having it like this, it's just so, so cool as well too. And you can hear as well everyone cheering for Hulk Hogan, everyone being like, yeah, it's a Hulkster, it's a Hulkster, and that kind of thing as well. And you can see there as well Hulk with his amazing poses and stuff, the hot dog and grandstand as he always does because he is Hogan and stuff. And you can see here Hogan's waiting to fight Macho Man because to build up the match, they were the Mega Powers. And then on the 4th of, I believe it was March or 4th of February, it was sometime in early 89, Macho Man turned on Hulk. And then there was a moment where the backstage Macho hits Hogan with a belt and then he starts to pummel Hogan. So obviously now Hogan wants to wrestle against Macho Man to become the champion again, to kind of like to prove the doubters wrong. You know, yes, Macho Madness might not have been as great as Hulkamania, or could have been maybe Macho Madness is actually better than Hulkamania, but actually, you know, and it's just interesting to kind of see how when you do long-term storytelling, how when you build something really good over some amount of time, you don't rush anything, it's just natural how good wrestling can be and how good a storyline can then be to when they do finally have the match. It's amazing because, I mean, back at SummerSlam 88, you can see there as well the really good chicken shit heel that is Macho Man because he doesn't want anything of Hulk, which is so good as well. And you can see him just throwing things in the air and stuff. And it's just so good to kind of see him back at SummerSlam 88. And you can hear there as well Macho Man being booed by the fans as well. Because you've got to think in like SummerSlam 88, going back to my point, sorry, keep on getting distracted by what's happening in the ring here. And you could see the referee counting out Macho, but then that's Hogan doesn't want that because if he wins by count out or disqualification, he'll win the match but not the title. And at SummerSlam 88, basically, they both wore, big move there. They wore the same kind of attire, so they had the yellow trunks, red knee pads and blue boots like Hogan does, but they both had that, and they both had on their bottom of their trunks like Mega Powers, like Macho Man has on his trunks here, so Macho Man and stuff. And it's just so, so cool as well to see the Macho Man like wrestle in his trunks, whereby later that year and into 1990 he then started to wear more of his proper like the tights and the long johns, which I thought suits him really well, because I think that with the Macho Man, he has that attire that anything that he wears suits him because he is that good and he's that cool. Oh, and a big shove there by Hogan as well. And you can see Hogan wanting to get at Macho Man. You can see Macho get coming out the ring again and being like, trying to like get his bearings and get like, you know, compose himself again. And I just love the commentary as well too, just building up and stuff. And it's like, it ain't over till it's over and that kind of thing as well. Oh. I love that. You never had a manager. I love Gorilla Monsoon and Jesse Ventura. They're so good together. Ooh, nearly. Just the amount of times that Macho's bailing out as well is insane, because you can just see that grey chicken shit that he is at the heels. I can see Hogan running after him as well. Oh, what a dick. Using Elizabeth to block Hogan. You can see the fans booing Lowe's as well too, and you can see Hogan's pulled into the crowd. I'm like, what the hell, why are you using Elizabeth? And you can see Hogan be like, come on then, let's fight then, come on then, you want to fight me, champ, come on then, let's fight. Macho Man is so good, man. I miss Macho Man. It was such a sad day when he sadly passed away, but yeah, he is so good. Watching these matches back for the WrestleMania watch-alongs and the road to WrestleMania 40, etc. is just amazing, just to see just how good Macho Man is with his great in-ring psychology, making each match work, just everything that he does as well. Oh, look at that. Beautiful move there by Hogan, showing off a bit of his Japanese wrestling skill there. And you can see there the big wrench on onto the throat of Macho Man by Hogan there with his big arms. Oh, lovely move there. Beautiful. Oh. And a big punches to Macho. Yeah, and another one. I love how Chrissy Ventura is like amazing. And you can see that whole great commentary as well, too, by the fact that he's saying, like, you know, I'll give it if it lasts for a long time. It goes to a Macho because obviously Macho Man is lighter, he's quicker and stuff. Just showing that great commentary skill as well by both of these men as well. So, so good. Oh, beautiful big clubbing blow there by Macho Man from the top right. Oh, lovely move. Ugh. Fucking Trump. And you can see here as well, Macho Man wrenching onto the arm of Hogan as well. Hogan is such a good seller, man. I think that's why he works so well. Like, even though, yes, he was kind of, in a sense, the Super Hogan, Super Cena, but actually, it makes it work because he sells everything and he's so good. Because if he wasn't such a good seller, when he does Hulk up and he starts popping up again, I don't think he would ever have worked as well as it does. And you can see just the face of Hogan starting to go grey there because of the pressure that he's having from Macho Man's knee and stuff. It's just a great selling of it and everything else, even in Hogan's face as well. It's brilliant. You can see that El Hebner saying to the guys, all right, then, what are you guys doing? What are you guys doing? You could see just the driving of the knee there with the amazing shot. And you can see Hogan, like, looking, oh, no, he come up? Jesus, look at that, the way he was moved up and stuff as well. You could see Hogan come up with his feet. Oh, pull the hair. Pull the hair by Macho, or whatever there is of Hogan's hair, I suppose. Oh, beautiful. And Macho Man right to the outside of the ring. And look at him, he's on the floor there. I love how, like, when Hogan pulled the tights, and you could hear it's like, hey, pull the tights, and then you got Grim on scene being like, yeah, it's all fair, love and war. And then you got Jesse going like, but you'd say that's fair. It's like, well, if he's holding your hair, then of course. Or run to the top turnbuckle there. Is he going to go to the other side as well? And he does. Who's he going to go? Nope. What's he going to do here? Oh, beautiful clothesline there by Hulk. And the elbow. One elbow. And another one. I love that. I love that thing with the thing to the head of these scrapes. That is brilliant. I love how Jesse Ventura shows his hatred for Hogan as well. Awesome. Yeah, he's bleeding, yeah. And you could see there the great, like, quick blade job there by Hulk to show the blood coming through the top of his eye as well. Ooh. You can see there with a great sleeper hold here by Macho Man and Hogan. And you could see Hogan trying to fight out of it as well. I love that when he's like, when he defends the title, it's like, finally, we have two champions. I'm like, you can see the ref pulling Hogan's arm because he's trying to wrench out Macho's hair and stuff. I love this commentary team. They're so, so good. You could see Hogan starts to like build and himself back up again. It's like, what's happening here? Here we go. The adrenaline started to build up again. Oh. Oh, big shoulder block. Oh, he's caught the foot. Caught the foot. What's he going to do? An atomic drop. Oh, and he missed the elbow. That's the way he landed there as well. Jesus. Such a good setting. Oh, big knee. Oh, schoolboy. Oh. I love that. You call it when you see it, Jez. Brilliant, I love it. Oh, right into the back of the top turnbuckle there. You can hear the crowd booing because obviously Match has been like, come on, and you can see Jesse say like, help me, Macho, help me. I'm sorry for doing this to you. You can see all the blood as well coming off of Hogan's head. Crazy amount of blood. Oos. You can hear the crowd booing as well, being like, and you can see Macho being like, what do you think about your champion now, guys? What do you think of your champion? Oh, on the hand. I love that they added a jump. Oh, two, three. And you can hear there as well, like the crowd chanting. Oh. Oh, lovely close arm there by Hulk. And you can see there him selling the arm because obviously it's his hand and stuff from the arm from the arm bar. And then there's a stomp of the hand as well. Great selling there by Hulk. Oh, right over the top rope, but onto the floor there. You can see there Elizabeth trying to help the Macho Man up. You can see Macho Man like, no, I don't want any help. I don't need your help. Oh, Macho dragging out Hogan and then... Oh, rake of the eye there. And you can see the fan there, but like, okay, what's going to happen here? You can hear the referee go like, back in the ring. I love El Hebner's voice. He's so, so good. Now comes the referee making the count. And you can see there Hogan saying to Elizabeth, get out of the way, get out of the way. Oh, then it's a shove right into the post there. And you can see the referee telling Macho off and stuff, and you can see Elizabeth trying to help Hogan up and Hogan out, like to try to like get him back up again. You can see Macho being like, what are you doing? Why are you helping him? You should be helping me instead. You can see Macho moving. This is the way to be like, and then she's going, no, I'm both your managers. You know, I manage both you guys and stuff. Oh, you can see the guys trying to sort out the apron, like the apron thing of the ring. And the way Hogan then landed right onto his neck as well through the bump. And here, I love this move. Oh, beautiful move there by Macho onto Hogan there. Like the way that he landed right onto his neck through the top rope and the way Macho lands right. Oh, there he goes. Springboard as well over the top rope. Oh, I love it. I love that. Hogan says, "Channel, yeah, I love it, man. I swear to God, I love Jesse Ventura." Oh, that big elbow into the neck as well of Hogan too. Big knee. And Hogan there with a kick out. I love that. That's a Jesse Ventura move there. Oh, I love it. And you can see there as well, like, Macho going after the neck again of Hogan. Try to take him down, try to beat him and wearing out and stuff. You can see the referee's telling him to let go, because, and you can see here trying to stop it. You could see there Macho, like, just choking the life out of Hogan. And you can see here, he heel nailed him. And you can see that, here we go, it's the Hulk up. Here it comes, it's the Hulk up. Just love that face. It's like, oh, it's bra, I love a good Hulk up, me. So, so good. So, so good. And you could hear as well then putting over the fact that no one's ever kicked out the Macho Man elbow and stuff. You can see the fans get really excited. And you can see there that the point is, the swag of the finger. I love it. So, so good. Here we go. The big boot. And the look at the height of this. Oh, beautiful height you got there. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. And Hogan is the new champion. So, so good. There we go. And you got Hogan there with the shot, the title and stuff. You can hear Gorilla Monsoon saying there that, the building's become unglued and everything else. It's so, so good. Here he goes, putting the title just recently won around his waist as well. So, so good. Hey. I just love this music playing, man. It's so, so good. You can see there that Macho Man's leaving the arena and stuff, going towards the back. And you can see there Hogan, like, in the ring, speaking to the crowd, hot-dogging and grandstanding as he always does. That kind of thing as well, man. You know, it's just so, so cool just to see Hogan as like, you know, as cool as it is. I remember watching this match a lot when I was a kid. I remember having this match from VHS when I had WrestleMania 5, Survivor Series 88, and WrestleMania 3 were the main three I had on VHS from Silver Vision. I believe it was my dad or my mum got it for me and my brother when we were kids. I always remember this particular pay-per-view very, very well, as this pay-per-view was the first one I ever watched. Because I remember at my dad's house, my brother watching this match, and I remember on the back of the VHS, it had the shot of Hogan and Macho Man on the front of it being like the mega powers explode and stuff, and on the back you had like a shot of the match itself turning, and it was just so cool to kind of like watch this match back and remember a lot from my childhood and stuff, and watching the hot dog in grandstanding continuously, because I'll be honest, that was what I used to watch the most of it for. Of the tape was just to watch the ending of this match and to watch Demolition win as well, because Demolition my favourite tag team and everything. And one of the things I like to do quite often, which was annoying because of the commentary, is I really wanted a version of Real American to be on it and stuff. I love this bit as well. You can see Hogan with his finger in the ear, like, going through it as well. But being like, come on, guys, let's hear you. And you can see there as well, him with a hot dog in the grandstanding as well, too. And it's just so cool to kind of, like, remember watching this video loads and watch this video, like, non-stop and watch these moments non-stop as well, because... But when you're a kid, you kind of like the character, the craziness of wrestling. So it's just so cool to kind of like see this and to have it where it helped build up my love of wrestling and everything else too. It's just a great thing, man. I love it. So cool. You know, great pay-per-view. I remember watching this show so many times. I still have this show on VHS up in my attic, you know, keeping itself safe. And, you know, because it's a big part of my childhood, big memory for me, a lot of nostalgia watching the show back and stuff as well. It's just, yeah, so good. And you can see here as well Hogan starting to go towards the back through the crowd up the stairs again to the top stage. You can see here the replay of what happens. I love the way that he's saying put it in the tights, but you can definitely see from the hands of Hogan that there was no physical way he could have pulled the tights. And I just love the hatred that Jesse Ventura has of Hogan as well. It's just so good as well. And you can see that Hogan heading towards the back underneath the WF logo for the back of like the where the Titan drum would normally be for other ones as well, at the top of the set and stuff. It's just so cool. And you can kind of see there you go, thumbing up, heading towards the back, and him saying thank you to all the fans and stuff as well. It's just amazing, man. You know, so good. And you can hear there as well, Jesse Ventura and Gorilla Monsoon putting over that great match. And yeah, guys, that was an amazing match. And so then, guys, what I'd probably give that match out of 5 would probably have to be 5 stars out of 5. I mean, for me, that match was still as good as ever. I mean, that match was something that even though I've watched this match millions of times, I've probably watched this match loads and loads. I've probably wore out the tape that I had from Silver Vision of this particular pay-per-view, and I used to watch it all the time and stuff. But I still think, for me, it holds up really well. Just shows the great in-ring psychology, the in-ring skill of the Macho Man, just shows the great selling of Hogan, the way they're able to use and adapt Elizabeth, and the way that they had it near the end that she had to leave, the way that Hogan sold the neck from after being given the double axe handle from the top rope. You can see Hogan going after the neck because he's in so much pain and everything. And also as well, for me, as a match that in a sense starts their feud but is the culmination of their feud, and it's kind of like where the mega powers explode, as it were. I think for me it works so well, and for me, a match that was a year in the making, it is amazing. And it also shows as well that when wrestling has some great storytelling, long-term storytelling, or even amazing short-term storytelling, and when you have that great amazing story behind a match, how a match can go from being good to great or even truly amazing. And that, my friends, was my WrestleMania watch-along of Hulk Hogan versus the Macho Man Randy Savage for the World Wrestling Federation Championship at WrestleMania 5, where the Mega Powers explode. Let me know, guys, in the comments below what your thoughts are about this amazing match and how you think it compares to the other matches from the card itself, or even the other matches from the WrestleMania careers of Hogan and Savage. I'd love to hear you guys think. And also as well, guys, please don't forget to like, follow and subscribe to Know Your Wrestling. This has been Know Your Wrestling, guys. I have been your amazing host, as always, Mark Sylvester. And don't forget, guys, to take care and always remember,
it's WrestleMania. When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside.